This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. The next 30 minutes is nothing but Leicester City news. And well, the Foxes always take over, and they are certainly taking over the Premier League at the minute. They are storming on a massive run, beating Arsenal on the weekend. Can it get any better for Leicester City at the minute? Maybe the international break has come at the wrong time, because they are flying. Delighted to say now, as I normally am, I am joined by Lee Chappie from 100% LCFC Live. Lee, every time I keep an eye on the Leicester City scores, I'm thinking of you, because I know you are a very happy man at the minute. I know for one you're buzzing. Can it get better, Lee?
Mate, I'm absolutely buzzing from the weekend still. I don't think it's quite sunk in that we decimated Arsenal. We made them look poor, to be honest. I think they were poor, but we made them look poor as well. I'm just buzzing. I'm buzzing, mate.
Lee, decimated, a strong word there. It was a brilliant result, 2-0. Arsenal had their chances in the first half. It was quite an open game, then Leicester putting them to the sword in the end. But is that how the Leicester fans seeing it, the general consensus? You know, just brushing aside Arsenal then. You know, and it's funny, in the last few weeks we've been saying Leicester, good bets for top four. Now we're talking about a title race, a title push, Lee. Are you buying into that? Do you believe it?
Listen, I've already told you on the last show, I put 50 quid on for us to win the title. And that's how I believe. That's how much I believe it. Okay, it might be the easiest 50 quid I've ever chucked away. Who knows? But we've done it before. We could do it again.
Well, this is it. And it's really interesting, because over the course of the season, Lee, obviously we've been doing the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. And we've been talking, you know, Brendan Rodgers, first full season. It's looking good. A brilliant side, a brilliant, you know, new generation coming through, new crop of talent. And we were speaking top half finish, you know, no European midweeks. They can concentrate on the league. Then we were talking about they've got a great chance for top four. But now they are crashing in to this, you know, Liverpool, Man City, Chelsea debate. And Brendan Rodgers says, look, we're not thinking about the title race, but the fans certainly are, aren't they, Lee?
It's honestly, the fan base is absolutely buzzing. I don't know if you've seen at the end of the fixture, the videos that I posted up online, but the Leicester fans went round to the Arsenal side at the away end, and they wouldn't even let them out the ground. They absolutely just completely surrounded that area with chants and stuff, coming back from the payback of their early title celebrations of the 15-16 when they did the double honours before we actually won the league. Mm. They seem to think that they won it, if you remember that. And Leicester fans, since that, have just wanted to get a bit of, you know, a payback. And the gloating was there, mate, at the end of that fixture.
Yeah, it certainly was. Well, Leicester City seemingly having Arsenal's number at the minute. The last three meetings in Leicester, Leicester have won. But you mentioned the title race. You mentioned that 15-16 season. And you know, I'm quite surprised, Lee, because some people may be saying, look, Leicester really good this season, have given themselves a great chance to get back into the Champions League top four. Let's not get carried away. But then on the flip side, Lee, we're hearing and seeing stats. This is the best ever start to a Premier League season for Leicester this year. So if it's their best start and they've won the Premier League previously, why can't they do what they've done before?
Because I don't think Liverpool and Man City were as good as they are this season when we won the league. I don't think there was a strong enough side that was, you know, really running away with it like Liverpool this season. They are slowly but surely running away with it at the weekend. Okay, they granted they got a bit of luck maybe with some of the decisions that went their way, but that's football. And they are in high form. Though we've scored more, I think we have, is it goal difference of 21, I think we have, to their 18. So we're actually better on goal difference than them. So we just need to catch them up.
Yeah, exactly. You're better on goal difference. They're actually on 16, Leicester on 21. Chelsea are only on 10, who you're currently level on points with. At the minute, Lee, you know, you almost don't want this international break, do you? When you're in form like this, you know, it's a hindrance, the international break, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame, you know, but maybe a couple of the players will get a rest. I know Jamie Vardy will get a rest because obviously he's not part of the England team. So there's going to be a few players that aren't going to be involved in international duties. So it can turn into a positive. I just hope none of the lads get any, you know, injuries while they're away, because that tends to happen.
Yeah, that is always the worry and a concern. Let's quickly talk about Vardy then. Firstly, from a Leicester perspective, Lee, unbelievable at the minute, you know. Scoring, he's on a brilliant run, he's finishing, he just can't do no wrong at the minute, you know. He's ageless. Father Time certainly hasn't got the better of him, you know. And then from an England perspective, he's not made that squad. Gareth Southgate says he's keeping an eye on him. He made the squad. Is that something that you agree with?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think Vardy wants to go back into the England setup. Why travel all that way and get himself all worked up and potentially either be played out of position or just not played at all? I don't see the point. He might as well just stay at home, rest up and carry on his amazing form right now. He doesn't look like a 32-year-old in the Premier League, does he? Let's be honest. This season, 25 shots, 11 goals. You know, he's top of the score charts. He's gonna do his 20 goals this season, easy.
Yeah, easy. Do you genuinely believe that, Lee, that Vardy doesn't want to be part of the England setup? You know, he'd rather stay at home concentrating on league football. You know, players all get to an age where they want to do that. But I feel like, not that he's a proud man, but, you know, loves still reporting on international duty. He still wants to be in that England setup and the mix. You know, he's playing with Maddison. They can go together, they're mates, continue that chemistry. Is there not a part of him? He still wants to play his role and contribute?
I'm not sure. At 32 years old, there's no World Cup coming up. You know, the next tournament's the Euros, isn't it? So, I don't think so. That's just what I would do if I was him. I wouldn't really be interested in it. I'd prolong my club career, which is going very, very well.
Yeah, it is going very well. Leicester obviously smashing it at the minute. Let's go back to that game now. I have to talk a little bit more about it with you, Lee, because you said decimated Arsenal. They were in it at the start, but, you know, to be fair to Leicester, brushing them aside, whoever they play at the minute, they've got 5 home wins on the bounce. That's their best form. You know, you have to go back to when they was under Craig Shakespeare to match that. It's all going that way at the minute. Rodgers only losing that one game, you know. It's all boding well. What did you see in that game that thinks this does lend well for the rest of the season? Or was there anything that you thought, you know, we beat Arsenal, but there's a couple of areas there that we still need to work on that maybe Arsenal were nearly exploited on the weekend?
I think the one that I'm slightly still worried about at the back, although he had a fantastic game, Ben Chilwell, I still feel that he's our weak link at the back. And I don't know why Arsenal didn't try to exploit that, because they had a return in Bellerin. And they like to play down the wings, particularly with Bellerin. So I don't know. They were out of shape. They were all out of shape. If you look back at some of their plays, particularly on like the coverage from, I won't say what channel, but yeah, they just looked out of shape, completely lost, with no guidance either. You know, no one seems to want to own it in their team at the minute. I don't know what goes on for them next. But Leicester, my God, the combination play between, well, all of them, you know, for that Jamie Vardy goal was unreal. How many passes was that? And it was just well worked, wasn't it? All the way through. Jamie Vardy hit it on the first and away we go, 1-0. And from then on, it was just an onslaught.
It was an onslaught. And we look at the talent they've got there. You know, Maddison, I've seen it all over the social media, the Simba references from The Lion King. But we look at Maddison and Didi Tielemans. We look at that middle. And to be fair to Leicester, on the Arsenal fan show and Love Sport Radio, because every club gets a voice here, they were saying that all credit to Leicester, you know, very humble in defeat. You know, they're brilliant. And almost, Lee, saying, we wished we had the talent they had. And considering the talent that Arsenal have got, they were saying, you know, even against Liverpool, maybe that middle three is the best in the Premier at the minute. Leicester have got to be pinching themselves at that, haven't they?
Yeah, look at Wilfred Ndidi. He's top of like the Europe's interceptions. He's top.
Should have scored though, surely, Lee.
Yeah, he should have. But you know, he made up for it for the amount of interceptions and play breakdowns.
Completely.
He breaks down play so well. He's almost getting to the level of N'Golo Kante at Chelsea, so to speak. You know, I think he's on the same level as N'Golo Kante was at Leicester.
Yeah.
Probably not quite at his level now because he's a World Cup winner and, you know, he's won again the Premier League at Chelsea. So, but he's a brilliant player. And I think the midfield overall is probably better than the Champions winning side. You take Tielemans, Maddison and Ndidi over Riyad Mahrez, Drinkwater and Kante.
Well,
I would.
This is the thing. This is the exciting thing from a Leicester perspective. I know we can't get carried away, and I know we don't want to run before we can walk, but it's a better points start, better points tally than the time you did win it in 15-16. Me and you have just decided it's a better crop of players, and also you've backed him. And I'm reminded earlier today there was a fan, you know, the fan that won £20,000 when he backed Leicester 5,000-1 outsiders. He's backed him again this time to win the title. Maybe that's an omen. This time odds are 300-1, but we're saying it's a better team, you know. It's just got it's that little moment, Lee, where you go, oh, I don't know, maybe we could do it, and then we sort of have to retreat a little bit because we don't want to get overexcited. But football's a strange old game. Why not? Someone's got to emerge from that pack, haven't they? City, you know, we're seeing them have their struggles a little bit. Liverpool, surely in their season we're going to have a blip also, aren't they?
Exactly, mate. Even if we don't win the title this season, right now it's looking like it's definitely going to be a top four finish. I mean, the gap between the top four and, you know, fifth spot, you know, they're on Sheffield United on 17 points. Mm. Leicester City on 26. You know, that's three wins they've got to get, and we've got to lose at least three games for them to even catch up. It's remarkable stuff by Leicester right now. We have put ourselves in the driver's seat for European Wednesday night delight.
Yeah, nothing better than that. And also, Lee, you've played the likes of Chelsea, Arsenal, Spurs, you know, Liverpool.
Exactly.
And you look at the next run of fixtures, and no disrespect, you know, we talk about all the clubs, but you've got to say Brighton, Everton, Watford, Villa, the next four, all four winnable games, you know, 10, 12 points. It's got to be what you're expecting from that set, isn't it?
The next five games, taking out the Cavero Cup fixture, the next five Premier League fixtures are going to be interesting. Like you say, you've got Everton, Watford, Villa, Norwich, and then I think is it Man City at home at the Etihad. I think out of those
top of the
five,
table clash.
Yeah, so out of those five, that's what, 3, 6, 9, 12. I'm going for about 12 points, something around that.
Well, Lee, 12 points either way. Me and you will be across it every Tuesday night on the Leicester City Fan Show. Mate, it gets better and better. Roll on each week. This has been Lee Chappie from 100% LCF Live on the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. And up next, we do have another guest.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. What a show we're having so far. We just heard from Lee Chappie of 100% LCFC Live. He's confident. He's back Leicester to win that title. He said they decimated Arsenal on the weekend. The Foxes are absolutely flying. Well, I'm delighted to say I am joined by another man now who also thinks Leicester are flying. He loves coming on here. We love having him. It is Chris Forian from the Leicester City Till I Die podcast. Chris, I know you're going to rub it in. You're going to make matters worse, but Leicester are flying. We're just talking about the game. Decimated Arsenal. You agree?
What can I say? 9 points. Yes. I mean, I watched that and... The thing is, you know, before I used to watch Leicester, and you know, you'd be, you know, watching that sort of game, and you'd be thinking like, oh, have we missed the chance? Have we missed our chance now? You know, we weren't putting the chances away. Mm. We, you know, we come out, always seem to come out stronger in the second half. And you know, I was never at that point. I never watched that game thinking we would lose it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, and this, you talk about that, Chris, and it's a really good point because now it feels like, you know, the mentality, not so much change, because that's what Brendan Rodgers brings to any side. That's what the Leicester City players have. But, you know, maybe going into those games, you know, the supposed top six, you know, the Arsenals, the Man United, the Chelseas of the world, Leicester, really good side, but they want to crack it. Now it's, well, Leicester, you know, they're the ones that are not fearing Leicester, but Leicester have all the confidence into these games. We're hearing, we just spoke then, of the best start to a Premier League game, better than the one when they won the title in 15-16. All the signs are pointing upwards, aren't they?
They are. I don't want to get carried away, to be honest with you, but it is. I haven't felt, I mean, going into this season, I never felt as confident going into this season as I have in any Premier League season that Leicester have taken part in. I mean, we had the good years under Martin O'Neill. You know, we were 3 League Cup finals. We won 2 of them. But at the start of every one of those seasons, I'm thinking, let's finish 4th, 5th from bottom. That will do us. You know what I mean? But, you know, going into this season, the squad we've got, the manager we've got, you know, I was hoping for top 6, but I honestly think it could be top 4.
Yeah, well, this is it, you know, and it's interesting to get the two different perspectives on the show tonight. Lee, you know, he's excited, bring on the rest of the season, as you are, but you're just saying, look, you know, let's keep our you know, feet on the ground. We're not getting too carried away. Top four would still be a brilliant achievement come the end of the season. We are in November, and, you know, it was Arsenal on the weekend, and from a flip side, you know, Arsenal fans, looking at Leicester now, it's Leicester the model they want to carry on, you know. Only a year ago, Leicester with Claude Puel, not going too well. They make the change under Rodgers. Now they're going from strength to strength, aren't they?
We are, and I don't think... The thing is, I don't think we need to fear anybody. Mm. I mean, we've lost two games. We lost to Man United, dodgy penalty, but the rest of the game we weren't outplayed. We lost to Liverpool, dodgy penalty, but... we didn't have a load of shots on that, but... Again, you know, we weren't massively outplayed. Mm. I don't think we need to fear anybody, but I do think that, you know, the other teams out there, looking at our recent results, need to fear us.
Yeah, and this is it. Do you know, because we're talking about fans' expectations here, fans' aims, and you're saying, look, I didn't have one entering the season. Top six would have been great. Top four now, we've put ourselves in a really good position. We have to capitalise on that. Lee, you know, maybe they're in the title race. Do you think, we know it can change for the fans and it's changed a little bit for you, but the players, does Brendan say, look, because he's come out, you know, it was only last week, so I asked you on the show a few weeks back, he said, we're not concentrating on the top four, too early to say. Now he's saying we're not in a title race. Okay, Brendan, you're not in a title race, but is the top four achievable now? Because this is the message he's giving it. You know, it's very clever manager speak, PR speak, keeping those players well-drilled, well-disciplined. That complacency cannot creep in. But do you think... after the conferences, the players know we're onto something here. Let's ride that wave. Why not? We've got another chance to achieve something brilliant here.
I mean, if you go back to the season when we won the Premier League and you look at all Claudio Ranieri's press conferences, It was when he started, it was, I want 40 points. Yeah. I want 40 points. You know, it was only when we actually... finally secured. I think he started to believe in me. Started to believe when we beat Man City in the second game. But you know, it was only when we actually guaranteed that we got Champions League football that's when he then said, "Let's go out for the title. We're going to go for it." This, you know, and I think with Brendan Rodgers, you know, he's got the respect of the players. He's been there with Liverpool. He nearly did it with Liverpool. Yeah. He, you know, he's had the experience with winning things with Celtic. You know, he'll know how to handle those players. He'll know how to keep the feet on the floor. And I think the thing with Leicester is, and you know, you look at Liverpool, they've never won the Premier League. Mm. They came so close last year and didn't win it. They came close under Brendan Rodgers and didn't win it. The pressure is on them. Yeah. Man City, they're losing. The pressure is on them. If Leicester finish fourth, we've had a good season. Mm. So we haven't got the pressure that sort of, you know, it's all kind of, you know, almost not going under the radar as such at all. Yeah. But I don't think we have the pressure on us like the other teams do. You know, Liverpool, Man City are expected to be first and second.
Yeah, well, this is a great point you've made here, Chris, and that you've raised tonight, and you know, and the Leicester fans that are listening, you know, maybe then, because you know, we're seeing the pressure maybe get to City a little bit. You know, they're all going, "Oh, you're 9 points behind Liverpool. You've got to play them twice. Big game at Anfield." We're talking about Liverpool, the European champions, and Leicester. Everyone's appreciating what they do. Everyone's rooting for them. You know they're flying, but no one's bandishing really the title or the top four talk, and they can just go about their business, and that's always a big factor that you need to factor in, don't you?
I think you do. I think it takes the pressure off the players. I think you can look at our squad and go, it's still a young squad, and use that if you like as a, well, you know, are they too young to do it this season? Have they not got the experience? Will it be next season or the season after? You know, and because it's Leicester, you know, we're not deemed to be a big club. Like I say, I think we get away without having the pressure on. And, of course, the big thing in our favour this year is we haven't got European football.
Yeah.
You know, last season, you know, Watford got it, we didn't. You know, we sort of fell away at the end a little bit. And a lot of fans are saying, it's actually a good thing. Because This season, A, I think it would have been too early for us. But B, it's helped us this season.
Yeah.
And if we can finish top four and get Champions League rather than Europa League, that works in our favour as well.
Oh, massively. You're not wrong. Chris, I want to talk about, and this is the reason why I'm buying in this year, especially because, look, I'll hold my hands up on the Leicester City fan show. I remember the year you did win the league, and you know, I was not. I knew Leicester were playing brilliant, but I would never thought they were going to win the league. I thought, you know, you never know. They'll get far. They'll get that top four. Winning the league, whoa, what an achievement. I always thought they'd just fall short of that. They didn't. Fantastic achievement. Premier League title winners, fantastic. But once bitten, Chris, twice shy. I won't make that mistake. It's a better points tally this year. Arguably, maybe you could say, better crop of players, better youngsters. Why not this year? They've done it in 15-16. I won't allow myself to not be bought in. And I know the fans don't want to hear that. They're saying, look, we're not saying we can win the title. But me, the outsider, I can say it. They've done it before. Why not again?
Exactly. But I think the thing is, like I say, we're not expected to. I mean, that year, I mean, I actually lived down just outside Bournemouth. So I you know, I follow Bournemouth sort of as almost like a bit of a second team. But the year that we did the won the Premier League, they had come up and they'd got promoted from a club that only 10 years ago had players and fans collecting money in buckets outside the local theatre because they were sort of about to go bust.
Incredible.
They were deducted 13 points. But they went under the radar because Leicester had done so well and everything. All the focus was on Leicester and Tottenham. That pressure wasn't on Bournemouth and they could just basically, you know, had a good season. They stayed up. And I say, I think that's it with us. I think, the pressure is on Liverpool because they've got such a big lead. But we know that, you know, from last year, they can throw big leads away, Liverpool. Man City are faltering a little bit, but the pressure is all on Liverpool.
And the pressure is on them. And it's interesting because I said to Lee, and I want to ask you, I said, well, what's different? Why not Leicester? And I know you both believe it. And he said, well, look, in the year we won it, you know, it wasn't as we didn't have a City or Liverpool. We know how colossus they are, and they are. But I would also argue we're seeing an Arsenal, United, Spurs side who are in disarray this season. Yes, Chelsea, 6 wins on the bounce. Maybe they might gatecrash that party. But the title race for this first part, at least till Easter, it's not from 2, it's going to be from 3 or 4, you know. Why not over this Christmas period? Everyone dropped points. And the thing I want to ask, Chris, looking at those fixtures, you've played them all. It's a very, you know, I don't want to say advantageous 4 or 5 fixtures, but you've got to be looking at those 10, 12 points.
I was hoping you weren't going to bring that up because I can remember when we won the league that year, I said the same thing. As much as we won it, in fairness, Arsenal would just be an Arsenal. And, you know, you didn't think they were sort of probably going to finish 3rd or 4th. Tottenham blew it right at the end. But Man City came out and sat their manager and announced it before the end of the season, which I always think is a bad thing. Chelsea was struggling. Liverpool had only just got Klopp in. So all those other teams were sort of struggling, which made it easier for us. This year, I didn't want to say it at the start, but you know, you're looking, like you say, Tottenham, what the hell's happened to them? You guys, you know, Arsenal are struggling. Man City, you know, they've lost 3. They've lost more than us. Chelsea are the surprise package. I want to be honest with you. I didn't think Chelsea would be up where they are, but all credit to them.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we shouldn't, but Leicester have an amazing knack of shooting themselves in the foot.
Well,
they really do.
Well,
I mean, and I know. We, I mean, I remember that, say, that season when we won the league. I'm actually sat next to a Tottenham fan when I was at work at the time, and neither of us would admit that we were going to win it. We both were convinced that we would fall away. They did, as it happens. But it's an old cliche. But you've got to take it one game at a time. And ask me again in January, and I might be a little bit more sort of, yes, we're going to win it. We'll see.
Chris, I'm
waiting for the Liverpool slump, to be honest with you.
Well, Chris, it may come and it may be a big one. Chris, either way, I'm going to be asking you every week because someone has to win it in Leicester. Why not them? You know, whether they shoot themselves in the foot or it's a repeat of 15-16 season, me and you are going to be across it as always. Well, this has been the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins and Chris Forian. What a show. You will see us again next Tuesday at the same time, 10 to 10:30.
This is Love Sport.